Unit 17. I passed. Part 1. Listen, read, and practice in pairs. An important test is coming, and Li Meng is very worried. He's telling Daniel and Mr. Davis about his worries.
You look worried, Li Meng. Is there any problem? Do you want to talk?
Yeah, Mr. Davis. The thing is, I've got an important test next week. But I don't think I'm ready for it.
What subject is it?
Science. It's always been a difficult subject for me. It's not really the knowledge, but the language and the lab experiments which give me headaches.
Did you guys do experiments in your school back in China?
Yes, the science lab used to be my favorite place. But now, with all the new terms, everything confuses me.
Well, that's understandable. You need to learn two things at a time, the language and the knowledge.
Yeah, each time I finish a science class, I feel so tired.
Don't worry. If you read the science textbook and use your dictionary more often, you'll get used to the terms.
I hope so, but what shall I do with my test? I've only got a week now.
Take it easy. I'm sure Daniel can help you. Science is a strong subject for him. You two can revise together.
Yeah, there's nothing to worry about. Let's get started now.
Part 4. Listen and act. Daniel is telling Li Meng how to revise for his test.
Now, what you can do is to pick out the difficult words you have in the textbook and write them and their meanings down in your notebook. Yeah. You can take them out whenever you have time and review them.
Okay, sounds easy to do. But the book, all the chapters. How can I remember all that?
Have you ever tried drawing outlines?
Outlines? For what?
For all the important facts, they are actually all linked. You just need to find the hidden links. Then you have a map sort of thing in your mind. Memorizing the facts will then become easy.
A map? I've never thought about it before.
Part 6. Listen and read. Learning strategies. Knowing how to study is like knowing how to fish. Fishing and studying both require sets of skills that last a lifetime and bring many rewards. Just as there are ways to become a better fisherman, there are also ways to become a better student. Your teachers will help you to become a better student by developing very useful learning strategies. Learning strategies, or study skills, whatever you call them, play a vital role for those who want to improve their learning performances and efficiency. The following 26 letters may help you further create your own ways of learning and make your learning more enjoyable. A. Aim at a high goal and try to achieve what you want. B. Be sure to read as many books as you can, since books can provide you with many things. C. Correspond with your classmates or friends in English. D. Dictionary use can help you improve your English. E. End your English problems by practice every day. F. Friends can help you with your spoken English practice. G. Games are fun and can help you to learn English. H. Help others, and others will help you in return. I. Imitate what a native speaker says. J. Jot down any good English words, phrases, and sentences. K. Know how to communicate with others in English. L. Listen to a native speaker, the radio, and or any spoken English. M. Manage your time properly and efficiently. N. Narrate a story in English and share it with your friends. O. Overcome any difficulties and go on learning. P. Push yourself to work hard when you're learning. Q. Question yourself and your friends often. R. Recite good sentences and phrases. S. Speak to many people. T. Talk to your teachers about your learning problems. U. Understand others by listening very carefully. V. Value the work you have done and build your confidence. W. Warble any English songs. X. Xerox any printed materials. Y. Yearn to learn more English. Z. Zest is something you have to bear in mind. Part 9. Listen and act. It's dinner time. Li Meng is telling everyone he did very well in the test.
Guess what? I did very well in the test, thanks to Daniel's advice.
I'm glad to hear it. I knew you could do it. You're smart and hardworking.
It's good the map idea worked. That's what I always do each time I need to revise.
Map idea? What's that? What have you guys been doing?
Daniel told me to draw an outline for every chapter in my book. That way, I can form a map in my mind of all the important things I need to know. It was good. I can remember so much that way.
You used to complain about your memory. Are you really good now?
Yeah, I never thought about changing my study methods.
It's good you're learning how to learn.